On the line now, I have campaign worker Vanessa Mulhall. Good afternoon to you, Vanessa.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you have this campaign for youth to get to vote between 16 and 17. Now, it's 9 years gone now. Any advancement at all?
I think there has been some advancement because people are talking about it a lot more now. There's actually been two times still that are going to the Shannon now. And I think our campaign is getting out there a lot more and people are talking about it. And I think we've come a long way since we started.
Okay, and you'd like to do, you sort of as a feeler, you'd say, for instance, you just want to maybe, for a start, maybe for presidential elections and local and European Parliament elections to start off and then the Dáil elections.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's what the bill was. It was for the locals, so voting for your local councillor, and then for the European election. And that's what the bill was for, so to show like that young people would, you know, come out and turn out for the vote, and then have a referendum to say that we could vote in the Dáil elections and referendum. So to start off, we were like, you know, we'll give them the vote for the local and European.
Okay, how do you feel about it, the way a lot of people say, well, 16, 17, but especially 16, very, very young, and overall, most kids at that age, their apathy is just quite open towards politics and they're not interested, and apart from that, they're not mature enough. What do you think of all these things that are being said?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And I have to say, like, I personally don't agree with it, and the campaign team don't agree with it. It's the way that we look at it. At the age of 16, you can leave school, you can go into full-time employment, and you're paying tax, and you can have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're involved in different, like, civic responsibility, and you're mature enough. You know what's going on. You know, you're kind of open to it. And I think young people have, like, a fresh way of thinking, and they kind of question everything. I'm not saying that every young person is going to want to go out and vote, but I think if we give them that right, that maybe they will actually go out and vote. And I think we'll be surprised at the number of young people that will go out and vote.
Okay,
and actually say that I am mature enough to do this, and I want to make change.
And is this the sort of attitude you found over the 9 years, well, yourself and other people that would have been doing the campaigning over the 9 years? A lot of people sort of started off with a campaign, would have the vote, well, have the vote by now. But is this the attitude you're finding, that people want to do it, young people want to vote, want the option to vote?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. Because, like, the way we look at it, they're not going to be 16 forever. You know, they're going to want to vote on the things that are coming down the lines that are going to affect them. And they want to have a say on who's going to represent them and who's going to make decisions for them. And there's been a lot of that kind of, like, not mature enough, they're not interested, they should focus on school, they should focus on this. But the way we look at it is, like, it's kind of about widening the participation. Mm-hmm. We get young people involved at 16. You know, they're learning how it operates and how it works, and then they'll, with the hope that they will stay involved and engaged in the democratic process as they get older, and they'll be more involved and have more of an interest in it and be more informed, I suppose.
Well, I know the latest response you got from the Shannon, as far as I can remember, was a negative one. So, I mean, that must be another door closed to an extent.
It wasn't a very positive response that we got from the Shannon last week. I think if we listen to people saying, like, stay away from politics and young people don't belong there, I think that's, like, really disempowering to young people. Like, young people went to the gallery last week and had to listen to that, and, like, they all just felt really low and really, like, you know, I'm not represented in there. They're not taking my views on board. They don't care about us. But I think as well what it is that they might be afraid of what young people have to say.
Do you not think that would strengthen their resolve, though, that sort of negativity? I think
it is strengthening it, because the more putbacks that you have and the more kind of media attention that comes about, I think more people are kind of beginning to be open about it and kind of engage in the debate and kind of listen to our side, I'd say, you know, like, and the reasons that we want to put it forward. And, you know, I think there's more of a discussion happening.
I know,
because of what kind of happened in the Shannon last week.
Vanessa, I know this may sound like a silly thing to say, but I just want to say it anyway, because a lot of the people that would have started on the campaign, as I inferred earlier on, 9 years ago would well have the vote now. Are they still involved, or do you sort of, have they gone on to, well, we have the vote, so it's up to you to carry on the campaign with the National Youth Council?
No, they're still very much involved, because it's like anything, you know, you fight for something that you think is right, and you mm-hmm. fight for something that you believe in. I'm 23. I've had to vote for, you know, a good few years now.
Okay.
And I'm fighting for young people 16 and 17 to have a vote, because I really believe that, you know, they can have an influence, and they are informed, and I think a lot of them want to be politically involved and politically engaged,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what we need to look at. And I think if we look at other countries around Europe and how they've introduced the voting age,
I was going to ask you that. Do you have examples from around Europe?
Yes. Yeah, so just recently, Malta is actually introducing the voting age to 16. They just done that two or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And the Scottish referendum, they had young people aged 16 and 17 voting, and there was a massive turnout of young people to vote in that. And like they have across the board now, young people are able to vote in Scotland. And I think it's kind of like a historical mark, you know, to say, well, we're investing in 16 and 17 year olds, because they're going to, so you know, it's their future, and they need to come out and vote for what they want.
Can I ask you, with those that have been allowed to vote, is there any restrictions on the types of elections they're allowed to vote in, like what you're looking for here, or is it across the board, for instance, in Scotland and other countries?
In Scotland, it's across the board, and
okay.
in Austria as well, I'm pretty sure it's across the board.
Okay. Well, I mean, the fight goes on, National Youth Council of Ireland. So is this all being done through social media at the moment?
Quite a bit of it is being done through social media. We have a campaign committee where we kind of meet and have discussions about on how we're going to go forward, how we're going to engage in the media, how we're going to contact politicians, and how we're going to kind of get our voice out there.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is kind of driven through social media, which is, in a way, young people are there, you know, and we kind of reach out to young people. So, like, last night we were on the Claire Byrne show, and there were young people in the audience, and we were debating the whole topic of should the voting age be lowered. And, like, there was a massive turnout of young people in the audience as well. So
okay.
I think when we look at these kind of, you know, representations of groups, we can see that young people have an interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people that are saying that they're not interested just need to be a bit more like open minded and kind of maybe have a discussion, you know, with a 16 or 17 year old about what way they're thinking, or, you know, why they feel like they mm-hmm. deserve the right to vote.
Do the National Council, the Youth Council, would it go around sort of to youth groups and stuff like that? Maybe kids, maybe coming up to, you know, maybe 14 or 15 at the moment, but in no time at all, they're 16 and that. Are they giving any talks to potential voters if you won the case?
Yeah, so we have a group called Young Voices, and that's part of the National Youth Council of Ireland, and this is a group that kind of has representation from all over Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and we do consultations with young people all over the country, and it kind of from 15 up, and there's been a lot of different kind of reports done and consultations with young people, and every year the vote at 16 comes up, because it's something that young people really want, and it's something like that. I think that's what drives our campaign even stronger, is because every year it's coming up, you know, we want to be able to vote. We don't see why the age is not being lowered,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And is that
that's something. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering, listening to some of the comments, as you said there last night, about the maturity of someone at that age. Is that the only sort of excuse you're given, more or less?
I think widely that is, it's a massive one. Like, or who are they going to vote for? You know, but I think that the mature thing, like, you can be mature at 16, or you know, you can be silly, or you can be whatever, but mm-hmm. you're going to go and vote, you're going to be serious about it.
Yes.
But, like, if you're talking to, I don't know, say, like, a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old, they, you know, they might not be as mature, or they might not know who they're voting for. Do you know that kind of
Yeah,
way?
Do you think... Do you think as well, just to put in the shoe, you know, if you flip the coin to an extent, that if the teenagers had the vote, they would take more of an interest in politics. It may be because they haven't got the vote, they're not, well, why should I bother? Sure, I can't do anything about it. But if they had the vote from 16, that they would take an interest. Do you think that could be the case?
I think so. I really do think, like, if we were to pass a bill and turn around 16 and 17 year olds in this country and say, listen, you are now able to vote, I think that would be really empowering for them. And I think it'd be historic, and I think it'd be powerful, because it's something that we've wanted for so long. And I think if we give it to them now, they'd be like, well, we're going to go and prove a point, and we're going to vote. So we're going to use this vote that we've wanted for so long.
Okay. Well, there could be, Vanessa, well, there is definitely probably a lot of parents listening to us now, but then a lot of children off school, potential voters out there. So obviously you will have a website, so could people look up the campaign that you have going, as I say, for the past 9 years and get all the information?
So it's www.voteat16.ie, and that'll bring you on to the National Youth Council's website. And it shows you all the information, all the campaign over the last few years. And it even kind of shows that, like, the European Parliament is backing, you know, the right to vote for 16 and 17-year-olds. And not only that, but the Constitutional Convention have said that 16 and 17-year-olds should have the right to vote. So I think that when people see this and see that a lot of people want it, I think they can join in the campaign. You can go on social media, go on Twitter, use the hashtag #VoteAt16. And kind of, we need to drive the campaign as much as we can and get as much of attention that we can. Mm-hmm. Because I think, in a way, a lot of these campaigns are kind of driven from grassroots. And I think if we put the political pressure on, then I think there might be a way of a passing and for it actually to be happening.
Okay, yeah, because, I mean, they sort of seem to be sort of putting all sorts of things in your way. I mean, they said they would have a talk about it, take as usual. Lots of things that they do. It takes them a while. It took them 9 months, and that was 2017. Now you're still waiting, and so the European Parliament, as you said, there's a change there. So let's hope that things get brighter for you in the future, and we'll see what sort of reaction we get and what sort of reaction you get on the line. Anyway, give us the website again, Vanessa.
So it's www.voteat16.ie.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to us here on Near FM.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.